Welcome to Seen and Heard in Edmonton, the podcast about bloggers and podcasters in the capital city of Alberta. I'm your host, Karen Unland, and today we're doing something a little bit different. I had the opportunity to record this week's podcast live in front of an audience of podcasters and podcast curious people at Variant Edition on October 24th. And so you're going to hear a couple of conversations that I had. One is with Danica LeBlanc, co-owner of Variant Edition, co-host of Dr. Hooch and Yeggs and Bacon. And another conversation I had with Brandon Schatz, her husband, who is also a co-owner of Variant Edition, co-host of Dr. Hooch and Yeggs and Bacon, and co-host with James Leask of Podcast The Comics. That was fun, and I encourage you to join us next time, which will be at Variant Edition on 123rd Street on November 22nd. Search for Edmonton Podcasting Meetup. You'll find it. And I hope you can join us. The November 22nd edition will be a panel discussion on the technology that we use in order to make our podcasts. And we'll get a variety of people so that we can learn from each other on how to make this thing go. Without further ado, here's my conversations with Danica LeBlanc and Brandon Schatz. Well, we have lots of talent in the room. Thanks for coming. Welcome to our first Edmonton Podcasting Meetup. My name is Karen Unland. So I'm recording a podcast today with the wonderful podcasters who also own this store. And I just want to thank Variant Edition for hosting us today. So please welcome my first guest, Danica LeBlanc. Hi.
Hi.
You have two podcasts, Dr. Hooch and Yeggs and Bacon.
Yes.
So let's start with Dr. Hooch. Why did you start that?
Well, my husband and I realized that we were already doing this. We were passionate about the show Doctor Who, and we did like to mix a cocktail or two with it.
Right.
And honestly, it was just kind of another way to spend more time together and share something that we love, but then share it with everybody.
Right. So you watch the episode, you pour a shot, and you wax on.
we mix a cocktail with the episode, and then usually one or two more for the podcast as well. But right from the beginning, we started the unfortunate tradition of starting the episode with a shot. I don't know why. I think we thought it would help. So we've really been doing that since episode one. I forgot we had it that early. I did listen to some episodes, the first four or six last year, and I didn't realize how organized we were right from the beginning, which seems very odd for a drunk podcast.
Yes, yeah. There's a lot of drunk podcasts. What accounts for that, do you think?
Edmontonians are passionate about their cocktails. I'm honestly not sure. I didn't realize how many local drunk media podcasts we had, which is
a whole subgenre.
I'm trying to. It's its own genre, and it's really opened up this fun little world for me personally, because then. It's good that we're not alone doing it. It's nice that everyone else is kind of getting in on it. And, you know, there's beer-specific ones. There's wine. We drink what we feel like that week. We mix cocktails. Brandon tries new beers. We are very mean to each other in that we will usually pour the shots without telling the other one. So there's that shock of...
Of the straight Jägermeister,
whatever
that was.
That
last
was a
time.
Mistake. Yeah. I mean, I even did that one, and that was a mistake. So I take full credit for that.
Yeah.
We've mixed some very odd drinks, and it's really it's fun for us, and we hope it's fun for the listener. We're just big nerds, trying to share that with everybody.
There's lots of Doctor Who nerds who are sharing it with everybody, and lots of them are in Edmonton. So what do you think accounts, because we've got Verity, which is very well established and has two-sixths of its talent pool from here, and there's Radio Free Scarrow, which has two-thirds of its hosts here. What's up with that, Edmonton and Doctor Who?
You know, I couldn't say, actually. I wish I knew. I'm happy that there's such a big Who community here. And I'm even happier that I've met them. Yeah. You know, it's starting the podcast opened up this whole new world to me of this new community. And it's been a pleasure meeting people and talking about what we're all passionate about, whether or not they add alcohol in it. That's their thing. Yeah. That's our thing. Like,
it so enabled you to meet, to find other Doctor Who podcasts and also to meet some Doctor Who podcast people in real life.
Yes.
Which is cool.
Yeah. And I've got some new friends from it.
Yeah.
So my life is enriched.
Excellent. Now, when you and Brandon opened this store, you also started another podcast. Tell me about that one.
We started Yeggs and Bacon, which is a fictional morning show that we release every Wednesday, which is New Comic Book Day. So we have the cheesy intro, the terrible opening music, which we have lovingly put together within GarageBand's free sounds that were available.
Right.
It's terrible and we love it. And then we talk about the new comics that were released that Wednesday, various pop culture things, so anything that we think people might be interested on, some controversies in the past that we would like to share our opinions about. And we list any events we have going, because we are still a business and we would still like, you know, people in the store.
Yes. And then sometimes you have panel discussions back here that you also broadcast and share with anybody who couldn't come out for them.
Yeah, we try to keep our events as open as possible, and we understand that people are busy. Everyone has a schedule. So we record panels, Skype interviews, and various other events, and we release it as part of the podcast.
Right. So lots of business owners know that they are encouraged to do that kind of content marketing, whether it's in podcast form or blog form, but often they feel like they don't have time. How do you guys, how and why do you make time to do it?
We feel it's important. We are a business, but we aren't just a business. We're people with passions, and we like to have fun. So we have really silly events, like the pajama party. I'm so happy that people showed up to that, but honestly, I think I would have been, it was kind of just for me.
Right.
I'm happy that I could share it with numerous people.
This was the party you had for Gem and the Holograms comic.
Yeah.
And you talked to the writer of that.
We did, yeah. It was so great talking to Kelly Thompson. She was so generous with her time. And so I'm kind of being encouraged by that. My quote, silly little passions are actually things that people might be interested in.
Yeah.
So we like sharing that with people. And I don't ever want to have, like, you know, and this is an exclusive event, you will never see this again. If you're not here, well, you're lost. That doesn't seem fair. People have jobs. People have lives. We get that. Like, yeah. we have lives, too. I want that, you know, like the recording, I want the podcast to be available for someone to check out 2 months from now. And then hopefully come here and buy the gem trade
because
they think it sounds amazing.
Yeah, that makes sense. What other local podcasts do you like?
My number one, honestly, is The Listmakers.
Excellent.
It's from my best friend, Devin R. Bruce, with his best friend, Kim Stoltz. And I hadn't met Kim until the summer. But through that, listening to them chat, it felt like I really got to know him. And it was nice to see this other side of Devin that kind of made me closer to him as well. But alongside that, their lists are hilarious. I would be walking home from work and I'd be laughing out loud and people would look at me strangely. And I couldn't explain to them that I was listening to a podcast. So I'm really happy that they're back. For movie news, I try to catch the Jay Runham show.
Mm-hmm.
He is so tapped into that side of things, which I'm not, unfortunately. So he's kind of my connection to what movies are coming out. There's casting news, what I should be excited for. You know, our tastes are very different, but I get that sense of excitement that he has about everything. And yeah. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, he's got enthusiasm to spare.
Another local drunk podcast is Boozy Boobtube, and it's by some close friends of mine, Jessica, Emma, and Katie. And they watch all shows. So they're kind of like Dr. Hooch on a massive scale.
Yeah.
And they actually do video blogs, which I think is really cool. So they're on YouTube, but of course they have links on Twitter and stuff. We definitely share a lot of the same passions, and I love their jokes. I think they're so funny.
Yeah.
And I don't get to see them as often as I'd like. So actually watching them on YouTube, it's like hanging out.
Right. And is there one more on your list?
There is. It is the Verity Podcast.
There you go. We have a Verity co-host in the audience today for our podcast listeners. So
yeah, I'm so happy that I could meet Kat through the podcast and the store.
Yeah.
And we've had some good laughs.
Excellent. And it's a woman's eye view on Doctor Who.
Mm-hmm. And that's really important to me. I think they have a lot of great opinions, and there's some really great discussion going on there.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, thank you for joining me. We're going to do a crisscross switch and bring Brandon up here. Thanks for having us, and thanks. Please thank Danica for being here.
Thank you.
This episode of Seen and Heard in Edmonton is brought to you by the creators of Necessary Evil, who are hoping to fund their new video short, Recruiting Hell, through StoryHive. Joining me today is Randy Brzoski. What are you up to?
Getting in trouble in the most interesting way possible.
That's the usual.
That's it. Well, yeah, that's nothing new, actually. We have entered StoryHive's contest to try and get another piece of the universe of Necessary Evil produced. Necessary Evil was a series that we got a grant last year to shoot the webisode pilot of, but it's based in a whole universe that has a bunch of different stories. And so we're trying to win another StoryHive contest to get the funding to shoot another one of those stories within that world. This project is about Hell LLP, the corporation the story is set in, shooting a recruitment video. And in the dysfunctional sense that many corporations and many recruitment videos follow, it is probably going to be the best, worst recruitment video in the entire underworld.
So how much money are you looking to get?
StoryHive gives the top 15 contenders in each province $10,000.
How do you qualify?
Primarily, we're looking for votes. And you can go to necessaryevilseries.com/vote. To get to where the votes happen, and helping build our social profile. If you go to facebook.com/necessaryevilwebseries, likes on that page are hugely valuable to us as well. And then you get to see all the behind-the-scenes stuff that we're doing.
Right.
And they're hoping people will vote every day from now until November 9th when the voting period closes.
Give us that website one more time.
If you go to necessaryevilseries.com/vote, then it will give you a link to the StoryHive page where you can cast that vote every day.
Excellent. You will make Randy so happy.
Very, very happy.
Great. Thanks for coming to talk to me today.
Thanks for having me.
Hi, Brandon.
Hello.
Thank you for having us here.
Oh, of course.
So you co-host Dr. Hooch and Yeggs and Bacon with Danica.
Absolutely.
And you also co-host podcast The Comics with James Lisk.
The worst named podcast in the history of all podcasts.
Why do you say that?
Try and search that in the podcast area.
I have. Hard to find.
Yeah. We have some self-destructive tendencies. Our site is called Comics the Blog. The easy name would be Comics the Podcast, but again, self-destructive tendencies. So we flipped it around and made sure that no one would be able to find it.
And yet some people find it. I found it. I listened to it. So
yeah.
What do you do on it?
More or less, we're talking about the week in comics and what it means to us. Lately, that involves a few controversies, especially one of the reasons why the store hosted the Indigenous Representation in Pop Culture panel was because there's a problem with that. And so we talk about that a lot recently, especially with a lot of the more problematic representations in comics, not just today, but forever. But we also get a lot of good creator guests. We've had Kieran Gillen and a whole bunch of people from around, and Kurt Pyers, who's actually just from Calgary here too. So it's been a lot of fun.
So how do you balance doing three? Because one is kind of overwhelming, I gotta say.
Yeah. Well, the joys of a drunk podcast, part of the reason why I think there's so many is because if anybody's like, well, the quality of that's really off, you'd be like, we were drunk.
just your free pass.
Yeah. So you can, if you need to, get away with some minimal editing. Mm-hmm. But of course, you're also drunk, so you should be editing some things.
Yeah.
But honestly, other than that, it's in my spare time in general, I was doing content creation, just writing about comics for various sites. And how to get three done is have your buddy edit one of them. And then instead of doing a lot of things for other people, once we started the store, it became easier to allocate that time that I was spending anyways to our current projects. And in the case of Eggs and Bacon, get paid for it.
Right. Yeah. Cause it's your marketing budget basically is the time you're spending on that.
Exactly.
Yeah. When did you start Podcast the Comics?
Oh my goodness. That would probably be about 3 years ago.
So I would say in those 3 years, the number of local podcasts has mushroomed.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think? Why do you think that is?
It's a great venue for getting your ideas across. In a lot of ways, it's easier to speak rather than to try and formulate your ideas and write it out. And it can be a lot more expedient, too. Like, sometimes it takes 3 to 4 hours to write an article, or it takes an hour to record and a couple hours to edit, which is a little bit more concise. Plus, it's something you can take with you everywhere.
Right.
So I'm not sure why podcasts are really getting in right now. Maybe just the technology is there for it to be carried everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I love it because it kind of fills in the quiet times with words. That's always great.
You blog on your own site as well, which is Submetropolitan, and you went through like this big sprint where you were like blogging every day on top of the three podcasts. Why did you do that? Are you crazy?
Yes.
Yes.
It's honestly, it's my outlet. Like a lot of people have reading or whatever, and I've always found that in the course of a day, my brain will just fill with all kinds of words. And so I write down little notes each day, and then in order to just get them out so I can clear my mind for the new day, I just usually end up writing about stuff. And that ebbs and flows to like how many store events we're doing at any given point in time, and weird, dumb things like trying to draw a 24-page comic in 24 hours, which
right.
also cuts back on your time because you need to pass out for a day afterwards. But yeah.
What would your advice be to the business owner who might be reluctant to make time for this kind of content creation?
It seems almost flippant to say, but just do it. And don't do it with a mind to sell things. I find this seems a little bit backwards, but I always get more response talking about comics and comics-related things on my personal thing than I do on Variant Edition, because the perception, and rightfully so, is they're, you know, you're trying to sell something.
Right.
Conversely, when we put things that are more like goofing around or opinions or even just statement of purposes or whatever on Variant Edition, that gets a lot more traction than doing it personally, because it's seeing the person behind the business, and the other way around is seeing the interests of the person. So
right.
people like people, and not so much the like, welcome, come to our store, the ringmaster type of character.
You're not good at fake.
No. It always feels really weird to just do the grandstand show and all that kind of stuff, but sometimes it's a necessary evil type of deal.
What other local podcasts do you listen to?
I will say that Danica covered a lot of mine because our time generally is spent together in a lot of ways. But I do, I did also want to mention Radio Free Skaro, which is mostly local. We're huge Doctor Who fans.
Really?
And yeah.
What? And there's a TARDIS behind it.
Yeah. And so that's usually my dishes time, is listening to a bunch of people argue and sometimes commiserate about Doctor Who. It's right. A lot of fun to do that. Otherwise, I have what I call my best intentions list, which are ones that I check out when time is on my side. I've dropped into Bollywood Is for Lovers a couple of times, which is really good. And especially for me, knowing absolute zero about Bollywood and just things in general.
Does anybody have any questions for Brandon about podcasting?
I do have one tip for anybody looking to get into podcasting. One of the ways that I started podcasting, first you do your research into what you want for a microphone, because that's fairly important, even just one that's fairly capable. I would suggest do your research now, because in about 4 weeks after Black Friday is Cyber Monday, and all of these really expensive microphones that are really great are going to be dirt cheap.
Ah.
So that's the best thing to do.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. What do you use for yours?
The Blue Snowball, honestly. It's very functional, and it's one of those like high quality that gets the job done, but that doesn't end up having your big setup that you need to know a lot. You need to do a lot more research for, so.
It's, will it plug straight into a PC as well?
Yep.
Yeah. And then you don't have to be like super close, so it keeps it nice and...
Yeah, there's three settings on it. So you can get the whole room, you can get a couple people, or you can get right up close on the mic.
Okay.
So it's great.
So, and this is kind of the alternative to multi-mic setup with a mix board that other people do. I know that Taylor has that for What It Is. I suspect that's what you have, Dan, is...
Something like that.
Yeah.
What's the price point on a mic like that?
It's been years since I've actually looked into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's pretty low barrier to entry technology-wise to get something good.
And even less so when it's on super sale. So yeah, it's really great.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Brandon, and thank you for coming and listening to him. Thank you again to Variant Edition. You can follow them on Twitter at Variant Edmonton, and they are on Facebook and...
Instagram.
And Instagram. Brandon is Soupy Toasterson on Twitter. Danica is Danica Here on Twitter. And go to Variant...
VariantEdmonton.com.
VariantEdmonton.com will get all of everything, including Yigs and Bacon. All of this will be on the show notes on Seen and Heard in Edmonton, seenandheardyeg.com. The next meetup like this is going to be on Sunday, November 22nd. We're still working on what time, so most of you, I think, have joined the meetup page. If you haven't, then do that, Edmonton Podcasting Meetup, and you'll get the details that way. Also, if you're on my newsletter list, then you'll get details about that, when that's happening and who's going to be on it. Hang around, talk to each other, buy some Variant Edition comics, and thank you for coming.